So let's chant the Metta Sutta, the discourse on loving kindness, and we can use the sutta to promote mindfulness and joy as well.
This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be happy. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to false views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
No matter what we've done today, what kind of done and what kind of day we've had, let's let it go for now. Let's spend this hour in the present moment. This way, we can allow as much contentment as possible to occupy the space of this mind. So just look at the mind right now. What's the predominant state of mind or emotion? Can we take a little bit of joy, or maybe more than a little? And see what difference the following wordplay does to this mind. What sits at the bottom of the ocean and twitches? What sits at the bottom of the ocean and twitches? A nervous wreck. Okay, there's a bit more joy in the mind now. See, one of the major hindrances or obstacles to contentment meditation are unnecessary thoughts or thoughts that we don't like. So if certain thoughts are a problem and they keep recurring, then one excellent way is to substitute the problematic thought with an object that is more beneficial. And in that case, we used words in the form of a pun. So the answer to the pun gave us two answers basically. What sits at the bottom of the ocean and twitches? A nervous wreck. So it could mean basically a wooden ship at the bottom of the ocean or a person. And so by basically substituting any excessive thoughts with such a pun, we were able to allow attention on the pun rather than any problematic thoughts. In the same manner, tonight, rather than focusing on thoughts, when we think, we're not in the present moment, because we're thinking about the past or we're thinking about the future, rather than being here right now. So if we focus on the body, let's say, and keep our attention on the body, that allows us to be in the present moment. And by doing so, after a while, the mind becomes contented. It doesn't need to basically do unnecessary work. So to start off with, we're going to do a body sweep. It doesn't mean we're using a broom to actually sweep the body. What it means, we're going to scan or observe each part of the body. And then we actually relax that part. So please find a comfortable posture, one where you're comfortable yet alert. So for this hour, we're going to try to stay in this position and move as little as possible. So while relaxing each part, we're allowed to move that part to make it more comfortable, to find the most comfortable position we can while maintaining the alertness. Because we would like to let go of this body as soon as we can. So that once we've actually had enough mindfulness, built up enough mindfulness, awareness of the body, then if the body of the breath comes along, we can observe it. So that's why we try to make the body as comfortable as we can. Relax it as much as we can, every part. And then when the breath comes along, with that contentment from watching the body, we can watch the breath next. And if thoughts do come, we can gently let go. If acknowledging it, if letting it go by doing nothing, but just ignoring it, doesn't work, then please substitute that thought with a word such as thinking. So if a thought is problematic, it keeps coming back, simply label it as thinking. So we'll start at the feet. So feel the soles of the feet on the carpet or on the mat or the cushion that the feet are on. Feel the texture of what's beneath the feet. Softness, hardness, roughness, smoothness. And the temperature. How much warmth is there? So relax the feet as much as we can, the soles of the feet. And at the same time, appreciate the pleasant sensations. Now move our attention to the top of the toes. If we're not wearing socks, then appreciate the coolness of the top of the toes. And if we are wearing socks, then the warmth. And do the same for the top of the feet. And can we feel our ankles? Maybe we can hardly feel them because the feeling tone may be neutral. Simply follow along and let the events of the day pass by. Move our focus to the shins now, the shins of the feet, the shins of the lower leg. And around the back, the calf muscles. If the calf muscles are tight, adjust the position of the feet or the lower leg slightly to see whether we can reduce any tension here. And can we feel the temperature, that's on our kneecaps. Does it feel cool or warm? And go to the back of the knees. We usually don't pay attention to this area because the feeling tone may be neutral. So relax the lower legs as much as we can and find a comfortable position for the feet. let's move our awareness to the front of the thighs, the quadriceps. Adjust them slightly, if necessary, to find the optimum comfort for these muscles. And now let's go deep into the hips. Can we feel any warmth here? Any discomfort? If there is, please find a way to relax the hips. Move our awareness to the back of the thighs, the hamstrings. Can we feel the smoothness against our clothing? Do they feel cool or warm? And how about the butt cheeks, the buttocks? Is there any tension here? If so, please relax this area. Move it slightly if necessary. Feel the compression of these muscles on the seat. The softness or hardness. And what does the lower back feel like now? If it's slightly tight or tighter than this, find a way to relax the lower back. All of us here are relatively friendly people, so let's use our friendliness, our kindness, as in the Metta Sutta, to relax the lower back. Let's place our attention now on our middle back and the muscles on either side of the middle back. Be mindful now of the upper back, the shoulder blades, and the areas between the spine and the shoulder blades. Relax this area as much as we can, while still maintaining alertness. Be aware of our shoulders now. Are they very high up or very low down? Find a balance where the shoulders are relaxed. The muscles are no longer tense. If necessary, You can move the shoulders up and let them down. Do so a few times if necessary. And find a position that is of most comfort for these shoulders, which do a lot of work for us. Now, it's time to give our attention to the upper arms and the elbow. How do they feel resting against the body, against the sides of the chair? Are they comfortable? If they're comfortable, appreciate the pleasant sensations here. How do the forearms feel? Can we feel the heat escaping from the skin in this area? And can we feel heat from our palms? And the back of the hands, maybe coolness. Please relax the hands. Make sure they're nice and comfortable. Now, is our posture comfortable? Are the buttocks comfortable? Are the shoulders comfortable? Are we balanced? If not, adjust accordingly. To find the optimal comfort level and alertness. Now let's place our mindfulness on the belly. Is it soft or hard or in between? If it's not soft, let's relax this area. by relaxing the tummy, the belly, we allow for natural breathing. So make sure the belly is not constricted, not restricted. There's plenty of room to move up and down. Observe the rise of the belly and the fall with the belly. Rising, falling. Observe without interference. Do not control the air element of the belly. Let's pay attention to our chest and the rib cage. Do we feel any restriction or constriction here? Any tension, any tightness? If so, open up the chest. Allow for natural breathing, expansiveness, as expansive as boundless, like the kindness of this, that's in this heart, the kindness that's in all hearts. Relax the chest. And don't be afraid to gently smile. By smiling outwardly, it allows an internal smile as well in our beautiful mind. Enjoy the comfort of the body so far, and that the peace that accompanies the mind as a result, the contentment. We're so fortunate to have this opportunity to meditate, and to meditate with like-minded, beautiful people. Peaceful people. And maybe there's angels in here too, heavenly beings who are meditating with us. Beautiful, kind, heavenly beings in this room, in this shrine room at the temple. Observe the rise of the chest and the fall, rising, falling. Simply watch, do not control. Allow the breathing to be natural, the chest. Appreciate any contentment that's in the mind right now. Thank you. In our journey, in scanning this body, we're up to the front of the neck now. These muscles are usually very tight because we tend to look down a lot. So gently, tilt the head back slightly to stretch out these muscles. And then back to the normal position. Comfortable yet alert. Not too much tilt, not too much tilt of the head forward. Just enough. Relax the shoulders once more and smile. No one's watching. We're watching ourselves. Or no self. What does the chin feel like? Does it feel cool? And the cheeks? Any itches here? Any pleasant sensations? Including coolness? Enjoy the softness of the lips. Are they moist or dry? Or maybe just right? Can we feel the coolness of our ears? And maybe we can feel the back of the head along with the back of the neck. Coolness, or maybe there's heat here. Place awareness now on the top of the head. Maybe it feels cool or warm. Or neutral. Simply enjoy being in this present moment. Allow presence below contentment. We're up to the forehead now, the forehead. Let's remove any lines here. Let the muscles here relax completely. We can visit the eyes next. Is there slight heaviness or more than slight heaviness? Simply observe. Or maybe it's just right. You're not tired yet. Simply enjoy the sensations in and around the eyes, the corners including. How does the nose feel? Is there a lot of heat? Or does it feel cool? Feels just right, maybe. Not itchy at all. Watch the breath of the nose. Feel the breath of the nose. Can we feel the cool air brushing against the sides of the nostrils? On the in-breath, appreciate, enjoy the sensation. Coolness, pleasantness. Befriend the breath of the nose. Let it be natural. Let our friend the breath be. Simply be with our friend, without controlling. Without interference. Being best friends with the breath. Can you feel air coming out of the nose and the out breath? Maybe it's slightly warmer on the way out than on the way in. simply appreciate, observe, enjoy the sensation. Before we go back to the breath, just check our posture. Is the body still comfortable? Is the mind still alert? We've watched the air element at the tummy, the air element at the chest, the breath, a specialized air element at the nose, or maybe you have a preferred way of watching the breath. Now's the time to allow the mind to choose. Better choose how we'd like to observe the breath. For the rest of this meditation session, so we can't do anything more for the body now. Let's accept it, including any residual discomfort. Let go. Is try to reduce our movements in the body from now on. And simply watch our friend, the breath. Be with our friend with kindness. And appreciate any contentment, any peace that comes. I will sound the gong at the end of the session. Let's continue to make good use of this time, to be in this present moment. Enjoy, find contentment. And don't forget to smile. During the last few moments of silence, appreciate the peace that's in the mind right now. Whether it's a little bit of peace, a moderate amount, or a larger amount, let's appreciate the stillness, the peace that's in this mind right now. Be contented. try to open our eyes. You may have heard of the following quote from the Buddha in the Dhammapada. Avoid evil, cultivate goodness, and purify the mind. This is the teaching of all Buddhas. So tonight we chanted the Metta Sutta, which promoted many good qualities, including kindness. And not having pride. As in, not allowing the ego to act in wholesome ways. Not thinking we're superior to others. And at the other extreme, that we're not as good as other people, or that we're the same. Because all these comparisons are called conceit. The essence of conceit is the belief in a self. This is how the teachings of the Buddha differ to teachings from teachers of other religions, of other belief systems. So we cultivated kindness, including by making sure our posture was the most comfortable, is the most comfortable, at the same time alert, so that we're less likely to promote drowsiness, sleepiness. We scan each part of the body, we relaxed it, we observed it, and by watching each part, we were promoting mindfulness, awareness, a useful skill. We were cultivating goodness through mindfulness and awareness. Because cultivating goodness means developing and bring to maturity all wholesome mind states. This is goodness. and avoiding evil, or just all bad actions, including the mind. So by practicing kindness, we abandoned hatred and anger, irritation, aversion towards some discomfort in this body, unpleasant sensations. So that's why we try to make this body as comfortable as we can before we meditate, while meditating, to basically avoid, to abandon unwholesome mind states of anger and hatred towards these unpleasant sensations, which is simply three different feeling tones: pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. We watch the rise and fall of the air elements at the belly, and the rise and fall of the air elements at the chest. And the in and out breath at the nose. We promoted a comfortable posture where we were alert. The comfortable posture allowed for natural breathing, so that our chest wasn't contracted. Our tummy is not constricted. And no blockages in the nostrils. So that's why we try to promote an optimal position of the head. By doing so, we allow the natural kindness of the mind toward the breath of the belly, the breath of the chest, and then the breath at the nose. And because the breath, especially at the nose, is more refined, it's usually harder to watch it, to observe it over a period of time, compared with the coarser sensations of the body. The breath is also part of the body. It's referred to as the body of the breath. And by watching the body first, if there was adequate mindfulness or awareness, we felt the peace that came from contentment. Simply being here and watching the sensations of the body, relaxing it first to promote for more pleasant sensations, appreciating the pleasant sensations in the body, but not holding on to them, knowing that they come and go. And if the mind, after watching the belly, the chest, the rise and fall of these areas, if the mind inclined towards watching the breath at the nostrils, If the mind was contented, feeling the corners going up the nostrils, one in-breath at a time, nothing else in the mind at all, basically, at that time, simply enjoying the sensation of one in-breath, being here right now, 100% of our attention. Followed by the out-breath. And simply enjoying the airflow, the air lovingly caressing the sides of the nostrils as it exits the nose. Simply watching that sensation, appreciating the coolness or maybe the warmth. And if the mind inclined, maybe compared the sensation of the in-breath to the out-breath. And that's okay too, whether the in-breath is slightly cooler than the outer one. And if the mind inclines, whether the in-breath is shorter or longer than the out-breath. So by doing so, we allow the mind to, for this one session, choose where it wants to watch the breath and how it wants to watch the breath. By doing so, we're promoting more kindness to this mind by directing it at the breath. So we took one out breath at a time and paid as much attention to it as possible without paying attention to anything else. And having this intention at the forefront allows more contentment because we're fully present with one out breath. Simply watching it, the out-breath, from start to finish, from beginning to end. And when there's contentment, especially watching the breath, we can't help but gently smile. And it's a wholesome happiness. It's a happiness of renunciation, of letting go of coarse sense pleasures. We're simply enjoying one in-breath and then one out-breath. Not wanting to the breath to end, the in-breath. Not wanting the out-breath to end, the out-breath. Simply watching it. Watching but not grasping. Not holding on. Simply watching. And when it disappears, we move on to the next object. And why do we watch the in-breath and the out-breath? Because we have the breath with us every waking moment and we can be aware of it. So it's an excellent, ideal meditation object for all of us, regardless of our likes and dislikes. our characteristics, our temperament. So going back to the quote, to avoid evil, to cultivate goodness, and to purify the mind. How do we purify the mind? So all our qualities, good qualities and bad qualities, skillful qualities and unskillful ones, beneficial qualities and unbeneficial qualities, wholesome qualities and unwholesome qualities, all these ones can be put under three categories, three groups: greed, hatred, and delusion. So, if there's wanting, if there's craving, if there's attachment, if there's holding on, then there's greed. So, when we wash the body, we wash the breath, we appreciated the pleasant sensations without holding on. As a result, there was no craving, there was no greed. And there was some discomforts in the body, even after adjusting the body, adjusting each part, we still had discomfort in the body. Small aches and pains. So we practice letting go of any dislike towards those aches and pains. And by doing so, we let go of hatred, the second category, hatred. Wanting to rid of, wanting to push away, aversion, ill will. And also by practicing kindness towards the body, and then the breath, the body of the breath, we were practicing the counterpart, the opposite of hatred. So the opposite of hatred or anger is kindness, loving kindness, goodwill, friendliness. In regards to delusion or ignorance or wrong view, it's a very big topic, so maybe we can discuss it another time. But for today, for tonight, greed and hatred are enough. Avoid evil, cultivate goodness, and purify the mind. So to purify the mind is in relation to let go of the defilements, So letting go of greed, hatred, and delusion, and cultivating mind states that they're opposites. So rather than greed, renunciation, letting go of desire, generosity, giving, and the opposite of hatred, love, loving kindness, kindness, goodwill, friendliness. And so simply being here, after sitting together for 1 hour, we were able to develop good qualities, let go of bad qualities, bring existing qualities to a higher level, increase our skills developing these qualities, in having these qualities. Why do we do so? So that one reason is, we walk out of here, we can apply the patience, the kindness, the wisdom, the experience we've learned from tonight, and whenever basically we have any greed, any hatred outside this room, we can use our experience tonight to work with our body, our mind, and reduce our suffering outside this room, and continue to cultivate and bring to maturity our wholesome qualities, and to abandon our unwholesome ones. Now it's time for Q&A. If that is conducive. Otherwise, we've learned much tonight, and maybe enough. So let's leave tonight with a blessing. A blessing of the Triple Gem. So even if you're not Buddhist, would you call yourself a Buddhist, Carol?
I do like the Buddhist principles. Right. So yes. I'm not an actual Buddhist.
It's okay. Yes. It's just a label anyway. Yeah. Basically. But so basically, this blessing is a blessing of the Triple Gem. Yeah, of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Nāti me saranang anyang, Buddho me saranang warang. Etena sacha vajena soti te ho tu sabada. Nati me saranang anyang. Dhammo me saranang warang. Etena sacha vajena soti te ho tu sabada. Nati me saranang anyang. Sangho me saranang warang, etena sacha vajena, soti te hotu sabbada.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.